Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he ascended a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Elohim. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of Elohim. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, with what shall it be salted? It is thereafter good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, and put it under a basket, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law, or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth shall pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no way pass from the law, till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do, and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old time, You shall not kill, and whoever shall kill, shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whoever shall say, You fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore if you shall bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go your way, first be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly, while you are in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Truly, I say to you, you shall by no means come out from there, till you have paid the uttermost farthing. You have heard that it was said to them of old time, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, that whoever looks at a woman to lust after her, has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye shall cause you to sin, pluck it out, and cast it from you, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not that your whole body should be cast into hell. And if your right hand shall cause you to sin, cut it off, and cast it from you, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not that your whole body should be cast into hell. It has been said, Whoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say to you, that whoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever shall marry her who is divorced, commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it has been said to them of old time, You shall not forswear yourself, but shall perform to Yahshua your oaths. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne. Nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be, yes, yes, no, no, for whatever is more than these comes of evil. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, that you do not resist the evil, but whoever shall strike you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. And if any man will sue you at the law, and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And whoever shall constrain you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who would borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it has been said, You shall love your neighbor, and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you, and persecute you. so that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do the tax collectors not even do the same? And if you salute your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do the tax collectors not even do so? Therefore be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect.